One of the most pressing priorities of the new Congress after it begins session tomorrow is to pass the largest economic stimulus bill in history. Tampa Democrat U.S. Representative Kathy Castor held a press conference in South Tampa this morning to announce how the state and the Tampa Bay area might benefit from the recovery package. Representative Castor predicted that the U.S. government will send Florida $2 billion for Medicaid. Castor called the funding for Medicaid the most direct stimulus because it is directly infused into the healthcare system.
What we're going to be able to do in the economic recovery package is probably deliver a couple billion dollars to the state of Florida for health care in particular under Medicaid. That what Medicaid is, remember, children from poor families, seniors in nursing homes, and handicapped kids.
Castor called the first few weeks of the congressional session a very important time for our community because of how much the Tampa Bay area has been affected by the economic recession.
We will be intensively working on the economic recovery package. And what that means to the state of Florida and the Tampa Bay area is a great deal because our folks in our community have really been struggling here the past year and a half. I think the economic downturn hit the Tampa Bay area earlier and harder than many places across the country. We have a higher unemployment rate in this area than we've had in many, many years.
Castor is a member of the Democratic Steering and Policy Committee, which shapes policy for the Democratic caucus. The committee will hold a hearing on Wednesday with economists. Castor said she will be involved in crafting the economic recovery package, and it will focus on creating jobs, health care, unemployment benefits, and transportation. Castor said she is a little disappointed that Tampa Bay does not have a light rail system ready to be constructed. Projects will get priority if they can show energy savings.
So all of the transit projects that are construction projects and providing energy independence from Mideast Oil, they're going to do very well. If we were ready to go with construction, we would be able to see a very significant investment of federal dollars. Now those monies will go to the communities like Portland and Charlotte and Phoenix, New York, Chicago, that have those transit projects ready.
Castor said that tax cuts will also be a part of Congress's economic recovery package.
If you look around the Tampa Bay area, we don't have a lot of millionaires. We have a lot of hardworking people. So if they're in a family that earns $200,000 or less, it is quite likely that they're going to see a significant tax reduction, putting that money back into their pockets, where indirectly after that, hopefully we will stimulate the economy, be able to turn things around in our community.
Local governments and business groups have been sending Castor wish lists of projects they would like to be part of the economic recovery package. Castor said she will analyze the lists and forward to Congress the projects that are shovel-ready and will meet the criteria of the economic recovery package, including putting people to work.
But not all of them can create jobs right away. So we're going to be analyzing those bridge repair and construction projects, I-275 that has slipped because of the state budget situation. I think we need to get that back on track, and that's going to be a significant job maintainer or creator. All of those, they're going to have to go through that litmus test. Are they ready? Are these projects under contract and ready to go?
Democrats originally said they wanted to quickly pass a stimulus plan so that it would be on the desk of President-elect Barack Obama the day he'll take office on January 20th. But now that timeline looks unlikely. On Fox News Sunday, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer said that it might not reach Obama's desk until Congress goes on a week-long break on February 16th. A timeline that Castor thinks is more reasonable.
This is going to be the largest economic recovery package ever passed by the government. We're talking over $500 billion, probably closer to $700 billion. I think that the public deserves to know what's in it, that it shouldn't be rushed through in just a week or two, even though we need to provide an economic recovery package as quickly as possible. I think it's quite reasonable that debate be allowed to occur, the public be allowed to review what's in it, and that we all take a little bit of time to work together to develop the best economic recovery package.
The Florida legislature began a two-week-long special session on Monday to address the state's $2.3 billion revenue shortfall. Castor was asked her thoughts about Governor Charlie Crist and the legislature considering intergovernmental transfers of funds as an option to help balance the state's budget if Florida receives federal assistance through an economic recovery package.
Wow. I think we're all in this together, and there has got to be significant reform on the state level, too. And I have to say that if we're going to provide this direct economic recovery money for Medicaid, in particular $2 billion, it better be used for pregnant women and children from poor families and all of those health care needs, and not just used to supplant the holes in the budget and have it go to other places.
Kathy Castor and other members of Congress will be sworn in to begin the new session on Tuesday. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.